As I walked across the open expanse and turned my eyes upward, there the luminous light of the constellations were set against a backdrop of rich black velvet, and it brought to mind just how much difference the night was from the day. In the darkness of the night there are sounds and shadows that I don't recognize. There's always a feeling of edginess, of uneasiness. There's the uncertainty of not seeing what is out there. On the other hand, while in the light of day, I'm able to see my surroundings in full view, and I'm able to put together more easily what the sounds are associated with. There are no shadows I need be concerned about, and the warmth of the sun brings comfort and relaxation. It brings with it a sense of rejuvenation and of life. The heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of his hands, and day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they display knowledge. There's no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. Psalm 19, verses 1 through 4. I sometimes like to lay and watch as the sky above me is painted with the various shapes and sizes of clouds as they pass over. I'm often fascinated by them. There is a soothing that radiates from them on a day of calm, and there is a raw beauty in them when in the midst of a storm. And I love the early morning hours of the day, when I'm able to watch as the sun breaks the horizon with its hues of pinks and yellows and crimson. And I'm reminded that on one day from that same direction that the sun appears, also will the Son of God appear and come into view for the world to see. As I watch the changes in the sky as it turns from darkness into light, and the vivid palette of colors are exhilarating, and their beauty often takes my breath away. Here we are today, blessed with a new day. A day to yet be filled with awe and with wonder at the things of God, if we will only stop for a moment and drink it in. Every day as I look at my surroundings, I am amazed. Amazed at all that is around me. I am amazed at the beautiful orchestration of God and all that he does and of all that he is. The following are all descriptions and words that are used to define the word amazed. It's to be confounded with sudden surprise, with wondering, to be astounded, to be astonished. Do you find yourself amazed when you think about the things of God? If not, could it be that you need to become more intimate with him, that you need to deepen your understanding of him, that you need to seek him with all of your heart? That you need to reset your priorities and not rely on the encounters of others and experiences that they have, but experience those encounters for yourself. To be amazed is to be surprised, to be taken in by something that just seems beyond all measure of understanding, something that is pleasing, is pleasurable, something that is sustaining. To be amazed is to be impacted. To be changed by what you have seen, by what you have heard, and by what you have taken into your heart. Surrounding us is the beauty of creation that yet exists in this fallen world. And in these days of chaos and confusion, it takes intent to walk away from the things of the world, to seek the peace and rest of God, and to recognize the work of his hand, and that is all that it is always there for you to see, to remember who is in fact truly in control of all things. We experience his love. We come to understand his patience with us, his mercy towards us, and his compassion for us. We come into the understanding of love, not as the world loves, but as God the Father loves those that are his, and his continued hope for those who have yet to come to him. This is both amazing love and amazing grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Praise God that he calls us out of the darkness and into the light. As with the sun breaking the horizon with its vivid colors of yellows and pinks and crimson, have you taken in the colors that wash across your palette? They are the colors that when you look upon, you will find it and find them on the cross. They too are the colors of pink and purple and yellow. Streaks of crimson can be found everywhere you look. These are the colors of the bruises and the welts, of the wounds and of the stains of blood that our Lord and Savior bore upon his battered body as he lay upon the cross. The stains that were put there by you and by me. It was a day so many years ago, and yet to those who know him, to those who walk with him, to those who love him, it could have been just yesterday that it all took place, his trial, the crucifixion, his death, and his resurrection. That can be said today because the hearts of the people today would call for his being canceled, for his trial, for his persecution, for hate crimes, and they would show the mercy of God towards a people that have not changed towards him and the forgiveness that he offers to them. From Luke 23, with one voice they cried out, "Away with this man! Release Barabbas to us!" Barabbas had been thrown into prison for an insurrection in the city and for murder. Wanting to release Jesus, Pilate appealed to them again, but they kept shouting, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" And for the third time he spoke to them, "Why? What crime has this man committed? I have found in him no grounds for the death penalty. Therefore I will have him punished and then release him." But with loud shouts, they insistently demanded that he be crucified, and their shouts prevailed. And so Pilate decided to grant their demand. He released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, the one they asked for, and surrendered Jesus to their will. Because they did not understand, they called for the release of a man known to actually commit a crime, and they called for the death of the one who had come to rescue them, to save them, to release them from their captors, and in whom amazing grace could be and would be found. They chose to remain in the shadows, and they refused to step into the light. John 3:16-21. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. And whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. And everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be plainly seen that what he has done has been done through God." Amazing love, amazing grace. The voices heard that day at the trial of Jesus Christ were the same voices that can be heard today. Yours and mine were once a part of that mob of people that had been led to a frenzy of denial of who he was and of who we are or were. Today people are being led away from the light. They're being led into the darkness, deep into the shadows, where it will be harder for them to hear the call of the Lord, but hear it they may still. We have to understand from where we have come as mankind and to where we are going. We have to learn to embrace the journey, and the only way to find peace and rest in this world is through the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. And when we look around us, the glory of the Lord, the work of God's hand, the beauty that he has created, and the intricacy of how it all works together so effortlessly, it should leave us truly amazed. Sure, we can deny his deity. We can deny his presence. We can deny him if we choose. But what we cannot deny is that what is around us, and that by the work of his hand, by the love he carries, by the compassion he possesses, by the mercy he holds, we are shown amazing grace and amazing love, and nowhere on the earth can anything of compare be found. From Isaiah 40. "Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spread them out like a tent to live in. And he brings princes to naught and reduces the rulers of this world to nothing. For no sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner do they take root in the ground, than he blows on them and they wither, and a whirlwind sweeps them away like chaff. To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all of these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls them each by name. And because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Do not for a moment think that the Lord has forgotten you. The question is, have you forgotten him? Where have you placed your trust? And in whose hands have you laid your life? The earth is full of his glory. Amen.